Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So in the August report, of course, production was increased a bit compared to the July report. And, you know, I think some in the industry were expecting a lower crop number and some were expecting about the same as what USDA reported. Now, you know, one thing we can look at is where the conditions are. And if you look at the crop conditions report published by NASS, the conditions are currently the best since the 2010 crop year. Obviously, we're very early in the crop year, and we're likely to see some reductions going forward in the good to excellent category, probably in the next week's report, because as we've seen across many areas, we've got severe heat and dryness. Now, of course, in Texas and West Texas, we had really good moisture early on. Now, once we've gotten later into the crop year, we've had less rain and it's been very hot. So that dry land crop definitely needs a rain in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But again, just to point out, there's still a lot of cotton out there. We have a lot more cotton compared to last year since we had such a high abandonment level last year. So, you know, I think the crops, it's going to be a pretty healthy size. But again, we're going to see changes in the months as we go ahead. And you know, I don't think we'll be surprised if we see a reduction in the overall number as reported by USDA next month.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The world numbers overall weren't really a big surprise. USDA really didn't make a lot of changes. They lowered production a little bit, and really when you look across the regions, it really just kind of came down to a slight reduction in the Central Asian region. Now, domestic use, of course, they lowered world mill use, and again, not surprising. That mostly came out of China. And then a little bit of that came out of India as well. So, you know, not surprising given the current macroeconomic environment. The one surprise that I think everyone probably has discussed is the U.S. export number, and USDA increased exports from 17 million barrels to 17.2 million for the 2019 crop year. And, you know, I think it's going to be a stretch to get to 17.2. I think it was going to be difficult to get to 17 just given the environment that we're working under. Maybe we could see a resolution to the U.S.-China trade dispute, but there's just many other issues that are at play right now just related to lower demand and, again, the implementation of additional tariffs on Chinese products could also further dampen some of the demand from China for cotton.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Currently, USDA has world ending stocks going up by about 2 million bales. And again, of course, U.S. stocks are going to go up. And right now, USDA has that number at 7.2 million. But that's also assuming the 22.5 million bale production and 17.2 million bales in exports. So obviously, production could be a little bit lower. Exports come in lower, then we're going to have an even higher ending stocks number. So what does that mean? We've got a lot of production. We're planning to have a lot of production in the U.S. We're planning to have a lot of production in the world. And if we don't have some major weather events across the world that lower production, I think we're going to see some additional price pressure. And, you know, that's not good news, particularly given where prices are right now.